Go ahead.
Call the meeting to order. This is Kenny Lafco at 9:02 a.m. on April 11th.
We're asked for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do a roll call.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Yep.
Chair Bryan.
Here.
Vice Chair Ogren is absent today.
Consider the minutes for our last meeting, March 14th.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion carries. Move into our section for unscheduled appearances. Do we have anyone who'd like to make an unscheduled appearance?
I don't think so.
Seeing none? Let's move into conflict of interest declaration. Are there any conflicts of interest with the current agenda? Seeing none. So the next one. Of any use, we don't have a public hearing. Let's go straight into new business, if that's okay.
Okay, through the chair.
Yep.
On the agenda, I inadvertently put a voice vote when it should be roll call for the proposed budget.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that point, it should be roll call vote.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I imagine it's similar to the city where anything involving spending money would be roll call.
Well, it was a mistake on my part.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, we got the Siskiyou County LAFCO proposed budget for fiscal year 2023. Says 34, but I believe that means 24.
Oh, there's another mistake.
Oh, yes. Okay. Good morning, Haley Lang, Executive Officer of LAFCO. The staff report in front of you all today is for the preliminary proposed LAFCO budget for fiscal years 2020 and 2024. Excuse me for that typo. You know, relatively in terms of budgeting for LAFCO, you know, same as usual. There's a little bit of carryover from the current completion that Plan West Partners is working on the Fire Protection District MSR SOI. So that will be, you know, kind of the bulk of the consultant work that will be occurring for the next fiscal year. Should the commission approve the preliminary budget, next steps is for staff to transmit this to the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors as well as all of the incorporated cities for their concurrence and any other additional you know, concerns or questions on their end. And then staff will bring forward a final budget for adoption and approval at the next LAFCO meeting, which is in May. What is the date in May? May 9th. And those conclude my comments. Happy to answer any questions. I also have Lisa Flagg online. She's our administrative manager, and so she prepares all the budgets if you have any specific questions related to that.
Are there any questions? Well, that I did have one or two. I wasn't, in the way the staff report was structured, wasn't fully able to figure out what our balance is. It looks like we're running off of reserves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could kind of deduce, I guess, what it could be. But what is our current balance?
So our ending funding balance, I believe, is the, let's see, when I look at the table, the 105,872.
And I just, going to this more historical question, how do we end up, because my whole years here we've been doing, spending more than we take in. Do we raise the city and county's fees from time to time to get that?
It typically is project oriented, so I think we do municipal service reviews. We don't do those every year.
Mm-hmm.
The fund balance builds up. We have a project, it goes down.
Okay.
Yep.
You stay on the plus side of it, so we're not having to raise the rate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe 1 year, well, I know you were not here, but 1 year
mm-hmm.
we eliminated the dues because we predicament that they have all the cities were in. Right after the recession.
That makes sense. And my concern is, I'm sure the county feels the same way, but from the city standpoint, if they were to, you know, we could probably sustain doubling, but never for us to keep up with, say, the budget for this year, even that'd be difficult.
Yeah. We've never been in that spot.
Okay. Well, how do we end up with all these reserves? There are just years and years.
Well, because every year there is a dues, basically, or however you want to frame it.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up because we're not spending it willy-nilly. You can see what the agenda items are.
Yeah.
Right.
The municipal service review is good.
And that's once every 10 years or so. So, yeah, you know, pretty much it adds up on a 10-year basis.
And then if we were to consider, like, a larger annexation, that would be paid for by the fees, essentially, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and historically, since I've been here, there haven't been any annexations, so.
Or minor ones.
Right.
Just my clarification. It's more of the history of how we ended up with the reserves.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that would be the, you know, looking forward, you know, I think there is a threshold where we have too much money sitting there, but that's something for down the line, knowing that we're in a municipal service review and those type of things.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if we're hoping to initiate that work of consolidating some of the districts.
You're going
to
want to reserve that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Any additional questions?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, may we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Harkness?
Aye.
Commissioner Baker?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Chair Bryan?
Aye.
Motion approved. We'll move into... Do we have a staff report for today aside from this item? Or?
Nope. No? This was it today.
Do we want to discuss any miscellaneous items, future meetings, etc.? Do you believe we'll be meeting in May?
To adopt the final budget, unless you all would like to meet in June instead.
I won't be here that Tuesday in June, so.
Okay. So in May? That could be the next meeting, May 9th.
All right, any additional comments, questions? Seeing none, move to adjournment.
Wrap it. There you go. Good job.